This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Secondary education examinations, SEE results published. 47.86% students passed the exam. House of Representatives unanimously passes Archives Protection Trust Amendment Bill. Lawmakers demand government expedite relief and rescue efforts in monsoon-related disasters. Subordinate committees of CPN Unified Socialist conclude discussion and four reports to be presented at party's upcoming general convention. And extreme heatwave in Pakistan kills 568 people in a week as temperatures soar. Now the news in detail. The results of this year's secondary education examinations, SEE, have been published today. According to the National Education Examinations Board Examinations Control Office, out of 464,785 students appeared in the SEE exam, 47.87% students passed the exam. Examination controller Nandalal Podil said that a total of 242,092 students passed towards regular category. Out of those who have qualified, 186 students have secured for GPA. A total of 52.14% candidates who appeared in the examinations obtained non-grade NG. They will have to take the grade increase test again scheduled on the 2nd and 3rd of August this year. The examination of 221 students had been cancelled. The results were published as per the later grading guidelines 2070 at Bikram Sambat. The House of Representatives has unanimously passed the Archives Protection First Amendment Bill 2081 Bikram Sambat today. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Hit Bahadur Tamang presented a proposal in today's House meeting seeking the passage of the bill that originated from the National Assembly. The International Relations and Tourism Committee of the House of Representatives held general discussion on the bill before the passage. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives today reshuffled some joint committees and thematic committees under the Federal Parliament Secretariat. Similarly, in a 2 days meeting of the House of Representatives, lawmakers demanded the government expedite mitigation, relief and rescue efforts in view of the monsoon-related disasters. They also expressed their concerns over the lives affected by the incidents of landslides, floods, lightning and inundation across the country. Finance Minister Barsamaan Poon today presented the Appropriation Bill 2081 Bikram Sambat in the National Assembly. Minister Poon said that the bill was tabled to give authority for spending money from the Federal Reserve Fund for the services and works of the upcoming fiscal year 2024-25, and the bill was mandatory to allocate the money. Similarly, National Assembly Secretary Dr. Surendra Aryal tabled the message received from the House of Representatives regarding the appropriation bill. Meanwhile, lawmakers speaking in the 0 hour of the National Assembly meeting today demanded that the government ease the process for providing citizenship certificate in the name of mother. The subordinate committees of the CPN Unified Socialists have concluded discussion on the four reports in all seven provinces that are going to be presented at the party's upcoming general convention. Political reports, socialist programs, party statute-related report, and organizational report were sent to the subordinate committees of all provinces for discussion. Party's Standing Committee member Alok Rai Maji said that all provinces have furnished suggestions and sent them to the Central Committee. He added that once the Central Secretariat Committee meeting approves the discussed four reports, a single document will be prepared and then will be presented at the party's general convention. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Sam Prasad Bhag.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेडमा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिया थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. 33 districts of the country have been affected by the disasters from the 10th to the 16th of June this year. According to the Ministry of Home Affairs, Taplejung, Pasteur, Sangkhwa Sabha, Sindhupalchok, Rasuwa, Chitwan, Lamjung, Parbat, Magdi, Nolprasi East, Gulmi, Dang, Kaski districts were affected the most. The ministry added that a total of 147 disaster-related incidents had occurred during this period, in which 28 people had lost their lives. Similarly, 14 of them were killed in landslides, 13 in lightning, and 1 in flood. 12 people sustained injuries, and 25 houses were completely damaged, while 10 suffered partial damages from landslide incidents during this period. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has pressed the idea of promoting literary journalism through the adoption of information technology. In her address to a program held on the occasion of the 18th anniversary of Nepal Literary Journalist Association today, Minister Sharma said that the development of Nepali journalism was founded on literary journalism. She also pointed out that literary journalism should produced materials that could help transform the society. Minister Sharma also mentioned that the ministry had started providing financial support of 200,000 rupees to the association from this year. You are listening to Radio Nepal JTPM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The intensive heatwave in southern Pakistan has claimed the lives of 568 people in the last 6 days. According to the BBC, the ED ambulance service in Karachi reported transporting 568 bodies to the city's morgue over the past 6 days, which is a sharp rise from the usual 30 to 40 per day. On Tuesday alone, 141 deaths were recorded, with extreme temperatures and high humidity cited as contributing factors. Similarly, the rising number of deaths is attributed to the temperature rise in Karachi that crossed above 40 degrees Celsius, with the high humidity making it feel as hot as 49 degrees Celsius. Heatwave centers and camps have been set up to try to provide relief to the public. The Kremlin said on Thursday that Russia is considering a possible downgrading of diplomatic relations with the West due to the deeper involvement of the United States and its allies in the Ukraine war. According to the Reuters news agency, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters that the issue of lowering the level of diplomatic relations is a standard practice for states that face unfriendly or hostile manifestations. He added that the Russian Federation will consider various options for responding to hostile Western intervention in the Ukrainian crisis due to the growing involvement of the West in the conflict over Ukraine. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Sudha Pashchim Province. And there are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Sudhar Pashchim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Secondary Education Examinations, SEE results published. 47.86% students pass the exam. House of Representatives unanimously passes Archives Protection First Amendment Bill. Lawmakers demand government expedite relief and rescue efforts in monsoon-related disasters. Subordinate committees of CP and Unified Socialists conclude discussion on four reports to be presented at party's upcoming general convention. An extreme heatwave in Pakistan claims 568 people in a week as temperatures soar. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.